Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, or actually good evening. It's almost 8 o'clock. It's the 18th of August, 2017. My name is Kurt Hunt, CEO, founder, chief cook and bottle washer here on S3 Productions. And tonight we're just going to play a couple of instrumental songs just because I've never heard them before and I thought they'd be kind of cool. So this is King Record. And welcome to S3 Productions, producing forgotten music on 78 RPM records. Okay. The first one is called Melancholy Serenade, written by Jackie Gleason, the great one, and performed by Earl Bostick and his orchestra. Number is 4644, and this is off of King Records. So with that, enjoy. Apologize for the skips and some of the offbeat things going on, but you know, it's part of the joy of listening to this old stuff. You're never really sure what you're going to hear. All right. Earl Bostick was an alto saxophonist with a technical master of his craft and highly influential in the early careers of important later exponents of the instrument, the alto sax, but has maybe not received quite the recognition he deserves as a jazz musician during the transitions of the 40s and the 50s to the R&B scene, where he was highly successful with the string of R&B and jump blues hits recorded primarily for the King label, renowned for their output of popular jukebox material during that time. This is thank you and due to acrobatmusic.com. All right, Melancholy Serenade was getting written by Jackie Gleason. Jackie Gleason, the great one. Born in 1916, passed away in 1987. No, very well-known American comedian, actor, musician, and writer, who developed a solid characters in his career from growing up in Brooklyn, New York, best known for Ralph Cranham or the Honeymooners. During the 50s and 60s, Gleason enjoyed a secondary music career, lending his name to a series of best-selling mood music albums with jazz overtones for Capitol Records. This is on King Records. Gleason believed that there was a ready-made market for romantic instrumentals. His goal was to make a musical wallpaper that should never be intrusive but conductive. All right. Melancholy Serenade, this is R&B, Jazz and Blues, 1953 version, King Records, 4644. So now we're going to get ready to do, what? No Pearls? So get ready. I almost forgot. What No Pearls was written by Earl Bostick, performed by him and his orchestra, and it's an instrumental. Oops, sorry about that.
Thank you.
Okay, What No Pearls, written by Earl Bostick. This is King Records 9296, K29296, or 4644 of King Records, shellac 10-inch, 78 RPM record, released 4th of July of 1953, jazz and blues genre. Published by JAGLEA and published by Lois. I wonder who Lois is. All right. My name is Kurt Hunt. Thank you for joining us. I just enjoy playing a record to hear what it sounds like. Sometimes the little quirks make it just even so much better. All right. So if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hints, dissertations, or anything else, you can always contact me at kurthunt74@yahoo.com. You can reach me at YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, Google Plus, or S3 Productions on Facebook, facebook.com/S3Productions too. If you have any questions, please let me know. With that, you'll have a great day. Thank you and goodbye.